Let us pray.
Yagwadra.
Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much, O Lord our God, for our gathering together to you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for bringing us from far and near, within the city, outskirts of the city, to assemble in your house, the house of prayer, the house of correction, where righteousness go forth. Lord, we have gathered unto this manner of life, which you have stored up for us through your prophet. We glorify your name, Lord, for this wonderful opportunity to be made manifest in this generation that you are living in. Lord, thank you for the past week. Your cares, your protections, journey mercy granted to your people by road, by air, by rail, by sea. Thank you very much, O Lord, for deliverances you wrought in the midst of your bride. Oh, you are so wonderful. Glory be to your name. Father God in heaven, thank you for the past week. Thank you for your grace upon our lives. Thank you for the beginning of the blessings in Sunday school. We commit this hour into your hands. Lord, we thank you for the song leader. We thank you for the songs of worship, already anointed, already inspired. Thank you very much, Lord, for the special numbers that were rendered, oh Lord our God, to prepare our hearts for what you have in store for us this week. We look up to you. Help us, our Father.
Amen.
As a servant looked to his master, and a maid looked to our mistress, so our eyes of faith are looking unto you this morning. You know us as individual. As we differ facially, so does our needs differ. Almighty God, may you come on the scene. With your presence in our midst, O Lord, may you discern our needs. And help us to be able to discern our needs as your word is going forth. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Make me a true representative of thine. Take me as a man out of the way. May this congregation, your Lord our God, look away from man. And look away to Jesus, who is the word of life. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Glorify your name this morning. May your work go forth, O Lord, amid the needs and life of your people. May the great Holy Spirit, who we are watching day and night, may he direct your word to the appropriate hearts of your sons and your daughters. Not to be dull of understanding, not to be dull of revelation. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Forgive us of our sin. May every sin come under the blood. Lord Jesus, the little time we have before you, your presence, may the blessings never elude any of us, O Lord. Every evil spirit that comes around to cause minds to be wandered away, and unstableness, O Lord, that God walking just aimlessly from one place to another, we arrest that evil spirit. We bring them under subjection to the power of the Almighty God. May you glorify your name. Lord, give liberty, O Lord, to speak your word. Help me, O Lord. Help the interpreter. Help the entire congregation, Lord. Let your grace be to your servant as he has gone to Bakatar. Use him to be a blessing unto your people. Help other Oyedepo over there, O Lord, in Sapele. May your grace rest upon him with him, O Lord. Bless your servant over there in Port Harcourt. Use him to be a blessing unto your people. Bless the saints across the nation and not the nations of the world. Have your way, Father. Glorify your name, Lord. Save the sinners, O Lord. Baptize us with the Holy Ghost, O Lord. Turn backsliders unto thee, Father. And heal the sick of various kinds of sickness and diseases. Grant it, Almighty Father. Help us, O Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. My sheep know my voice. Oh, my sheep know my voice. And the Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Shall we rise up on our feet? Let's turn in our Bibles this morning.
Yes, we will allow you.
To the book of St. John. Chapter 10. St. John's Gospel, chapter 10. We read verses 11 and verse 12. Please, I'm sorry. I don't want to forget this. I convert your prayers this weekend by the grace of God. I shall be traveling to Oro in Kwara State. The minister there has been questioning me to be there since last year. Venture because of the condition of things around him, just a new flock. He wants me to spend Sunday with them, morning and evening. So he wants me to be there before the ministers meet, Sunday before the ministers meeting.
And
from there we'll go to the ministers meeting. And I will be with the old man that I went to his place the other time at Laduba in Kwara
State
there. Saturday 22nd after the ministers meeting. I'll be with them from Sunday 23rd until Sunday 38th. Then I will rest on Monday 1st. I will be back at home on Tuesday 2nd. I convert your prayers. God bless you.
Monday,
verse 7. Did I say verse 11 before? Sorry, please. Verse 7. Verse 7 and 14. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. If
any lekun awon agutan.
I am, verse 14. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known, sorry, of mine. Lord, bless your word into our souls. Grant it, Father. No man can receive anything except it were given unto him from heaven. Help me, O Lord. Help me to say the right thing. To be a blessing unto your people. Open our understanding. Grant the spirit of revelation. From the oldest of us to the youngest here, especially the ones that have reached the age of accountability, minister unto our needs, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. While you are sitting down, I want us to still look into that scripture, that same chapter 10. Please, let's turn to chapter 10 again, the same chapter. I want to read a few verses so that we, as we go into the sermon, then we get the picture of what the Holy Ghost is trying to tell us through the scriptures here this morning and the message. Verse 1 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, verse 1, he that entering not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. And he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd, of the sheep.
When it's over party and one wole, only she will start with.
To him the porter openeth, and the sheep heareth his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out.
Only Oludina, only Oludina, Silekun, Fun, I want to see go on red.
And when he put forth his own sheep, his own, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
Verse 5.
And a stranger we did not follow, but we flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. Of strangers.
Verse
8. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them.
I am the
door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture.
Verse 11.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his
sheep.
But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leave the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep.
Walagbase ti ki se oluso agutan ani ti awon agutan ki se tire o ri koko nbo o si fi awon agutan sile o si lo ikoko si mu awon agutan o si fon won
tag. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep.
Alagbase sa lo nitori ti se alagbase ko si anani awon agutan.
All right, verse 16. And other sheep have I. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd.
Verse 27.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
And I give unto them
eternal life, and they shall never perish.
Hallelujah.
Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. So this morning, by the grace of God, as we have gathered in his presence, thank the Lord Jesus Christ, who so much loved us, I will never allow us to lack any good thing in this our day Because God cherishes his sheep. He cherishes his sheep. Oh yes, sir. Amen. This morning, we are speaking from the sermon, the good shepherd of the sheep. The good shepherd of the sheep. 1957, March 8th. Paragraph 6 we start from. We learn a lot of things by sheep. If we would just notice them and watch their actions. And the sheep is a sacrificial lamb. Little innocent fellow. And is totally helpless when he is lost. I think that's why Jesus likened us unto sheep. Because they just can't seem to find their way around. They have to depend on someone leading them. And they cannot lead one another. They just won't do it. And that goes to show me one thing. If we are lacking to sheep in God's heritage. Then we cannot leave one another. We are helpless. And we've got to depend on the great shepherd of the sheep, the Lord Jesus. Amen. And I noticed at a slaughterhouse once, someone was speaking to me about how they slaughtered the sheep. Follow this. And when they want the sheep to go out of the corral and go up the chute where they kill the sheep. A goat leads them up there. They follow the goat. And this goat will lead them up to where the killing takes place. And then he will jump over the side and let the sheep go right on to their death. That is the nature of the goat.
Why that ready?
Praise the Lord. The goat leads the sheep. To this slaughterhouse. And as soon as he's getting to the place like this, the sheep being innocent, being a gentle animal, one by one, and they had a guillotine. As soon as they enter like this, and if a fellow doesn't know his sheep real well, it is hard to tell the difference between the bleating of a goat and of a sheep. There are a whole lot alike. But the nature of them proves what they are. The nature of them proves what they are. That is the way with confessed Christians and real Christians. Are we here?
Want
to see ourselves in the
future?
The ghost represents the world. They will lead you right down the wrong road to your eternal separation from God. We are here this morning. You are an individual. Design your need from the word of God. The ghost have sent the world. They will lead you right down the road, the wrong road to your eternal destination from God. They will lead you into trouble. So if you are a sheep, if we are sheep, we better watch what kind of a shepherd we got. May God help us. God said, check yourself this morning. Are you a sheep of God? Then you have to forfeit your ideas. You have to forfeit your own ideas. You say you are a sheep of God. You say you have to forfeit your stubborn will. Yeah, I said you have to forfeit your stubborn will, your own idea, making up your mind. It doesn't bother me. I'm going to wear this shirt, this short skirt. He said, Jesus said, he that will follow after me, let him deny himself and follow me. Are you here this morning? Check yourself. Don't forget that the woman said, if you are following somebody, and the person you are following, he said, if the person is not following Jesus, say, do away with that person and follow Christ. There is only one person who will not disappoint you, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ. It's never a disappointment. He will stand for you in the hour of trouble. But when you are following the people of the world, when you are acting like the people of the world, then they will lead you into trouble. They will lead you into eternal separation from God. Sheep are funny little creatures in one way. Here's another thing we might learn of sheep this morning. Preaching tonight, don't worry. When the weather is real hot, did you ever see sheep? They won't separate themselves. You never see goats gather together. Look, I've traveled now from experience. When I leave a village early in the morning, I'm coming down in the cool morning time around 6:37, you will see sheep. They will gather together on the road, on the highway. You will never see goats gather together. Goats are seen gather. Look, the woman doesn't just talk for talking sake. He said, when the weather is really hot, did you ever see sheep? They won't separate themselves. And one be at one place, and one at another place. But right in the heat of the day, the sheep will all stand together. You know what they are doing? They are making shade for one another. They are having fellowship. You never see God like that. If you have seen them, raise up your hand. If you have seen God like that, please, I want to see your hand. I thought somebody says, oh, you will never see them. We are likened to sheep. And wouldn't it be good if all God's sheep when the heat was on, we would stand together. When the trials are real hard and the heat is on, look, this past 1 month, when those brethren were kidnapped, people of different kinds of beliefs in the message, they pray real hard. As God was delivering, as God delivered our brethren like this, just this last week, Tuesday, they kidnapped about 4 brethren and 1 sister in another village in Kebbi State. When the news came again, everybody was praying. Everybody was praying. Everybody was praying. But 2 days ago, first they released the sister on Thursday night. Then Friday, they released the remaining brethren. Our God is good. Look, God is a prayer answering God. My brother, we have seen things that whenever there is any trouble, let us keep our mind at peace, at rest. God is in control of situation. God still delivers. Well, people are asking, did they pay ransom or no ransom? Me, I don't know.
When you say, "I want your way, you are somewhat turn of one, I do what God will turn if you want to be."
These are sons of Ishmael.
I want my Ishmael, the lady
that they could have eliminated the life of those people.
They are going to want to.
But the souls of his sheep are precious in his sight. God answer prayers. That's why I said the other way. But the man said, think of it. Somebody is sick or in trouble. Said, what if that is your wife? What that if it's your husband? Or what if that is your own son or your daughter? Or what that is your mother, your father? We must have concern for one another. Look, I'm not bringing this message because of that. Oh, God sees my heart. Listen. This is just letting my heart to say from what is here. May God help us, church. Our God is good. You see, when we plead the word of God, you remember Daniel in lion's den. You remember Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego in the very fundies before they entered there. Oh man, how many shall we begin? You remember Paul in the shipwreck. You remember when they took Peter and put him before contending of soldiers, ready to be killed only after Easter. But when the believers begin to pray, Jehovah has answered. May God help us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And everything going on everywhere, if all of God's little sheep we just stand together, we will have the coolness of the shade of each other, the comfort to lean upon one another, upon each other. Oh, we can have confidence in one another. Listen to this. Alright. Please go down. Paragraph 8. Down. See. And I notice another. And I notice another thing. When I see sheep in a cold country, and when all the sheep, the blizzards come, boy, to break the wind, all those little sheep will come from one side of the field to the other.
Gbogbo
and huddle up together. It keeps each other warm. The warmth from each body helps warm the other. And I think when the capital city church gets real cold and indifferent, God's sheep ought to kind of huddle up together and pray for each other. And the warmth of real good Christian fellowship, oh, it means so much. David spoke of it in the first psalm. He said, blessed is the man that sitteth not in the seat of his comfort, nor standeth in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law of the Lord doth he meditate day and night. And it shall be like a tree that is planted by the river of water, and its leaves shall not wither, whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you know, if you are going out, especially in my country, let bypass that one. Come down, please. Paragraph 10, come down. So now, it was a strange thing, Jesus said. Here, in St. John 10, I am the door. I always wondered how he could be a door and a man and be a man. That used to bother me. How could he be a door and yet be a man? When I was over in the Orient, I found out what that scripture meant. He said here, I am the door, and all that comes before me, are robbers. And then I wonder how that was. And in the Orient, how they take care of their sheep. The shepherd brings them in at night. He brings them in at night. And he counts them everyone to see if everyone is in. If there is one missing, he will not lay down until he goes out into the desert. Or wherever he has had it all day long. And he will find that sheep, lay it over his shoulders, bring it in. Then when all is in the fold, then the shepherd lays himself down at the gap. Is the door to the sheepfold. There is no other way. It is a corral. Got a top over it. And nothing can come into those sheep until he crosses the shepherd. And what a relief. What a lovely thing to know that when we are taught into his blessed keeping, hallelujah, he becomes the door. And there is nothing could happen to you. No matter what it is, it's all have to come by the shepherd. If it is sickness, it might be for your correction. It might be for a testimony against the enemy. It might be for the exaltation of Christ's name. But nothing can come to you except if he permits you to come.
He
is the door
for
the sheepfold. All things work together for good. To them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. And I know things, which will give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you. In Christ Jesus. May God help us, church. That the testimony that our sister gave this morning. It is well with every child of God. In any situation, whatever goes, whatever comes, it is where we God's children. Praise be to God. Let me look at, I think, Isaiah chapter 40 here. Is that chapter 40? Oh. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Verse 11. And he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead them that are very young. Amen. Paragraph 12. And all that comes are robbers. All that ever comes to him trying to get you. Try to take you out of his foe are robbers. Evil ones. Trying to take you from his foe. Remember, the Jesus' fold is one fold. Amen. It's one fold. When the enemy comes with all kinds of doctrines, with all kinds of false teachings, they want to bring you out of the fold. They want to lead you astray. But remember, said here, but they cannot get you. I just love to bleat that out. Hallelujah. Nothing can bother you if you are in God's sheepfold. For it's one is the door himself, and there is no other way. Everything has to be permitted by him. Amen. May God help us. So you are, remember, say, if you are a sheep, you remain in the fold. You don't go out. In this last part of the sermon, but remember, say, you don't double yourself into the things of the world. Yes, you don't meddle yourself with the things of the world. Yeah, you have no interest in interfering with the things of the world. That is, if you are a true sheep of Christ. Oh, goodness. He said, if you are a sheep, you remain in the fold. Hallelujah. Well, I could have done this. I could have done that. I could have wear this kind of dress. Only that the church will say something about it. But the man said, it is not the church. It is the word of God. Whether pastor or no pastor, whether people around or no people around, it is the word of God that matters. Sometimes you say, why do I get sick? It may be for his glory. Hallelujah. One time, they were passing by a blind man. And then the disciples pointed to Jesus. Master, this blind man, Who sinned? Himself or his parents? That then he will be born blind. Jesus come today. Say, neither this man nor his parents sinned. Say, Baba, that the glory of God might be made manifest. Praise the Lord. Little did that your blind man know it through his youthful days, being blind. He was born blind, and through his youthful days, it might have been hard for him to understand. But after a while, he finds out it was for a testimony of the Lord Jesus. Now, God does things like that. Church, may God help us. Whatever we are passing through, He knows. He knows. That's why He doesn't want us to query Him. Why me? Why me? He knows. He cares for His children. But He wants us to care for Him also. He wants you and me to know that He cares. We must care to believe His word. We must care to know that God allowed this to happen to me, that it might bring glory to God. All that happened in the life of
Job
might not have happened. But God wants to prove to you and me that it's God that cares. That Job will never deny him.
Job, Lila,
and that God put his confidence in Job.
Job,
I want to tell you, I mean that God puts his confidence in his believing children. May God give us understanding. Now another thing about this sheep. If they have to have a shepherd, and a man, the owner of the sheep, when he went to get a shepherd, he went and searched out till he got the best shepherd that he could be gotten. Because he loves his sheep. And this man must be special trained in knowing how to take care of the sheep.
He must
know the kind of food they eat. Oh, glory to God in the highest. Praise the Lord. You know, God liking pastors to shepherd. I mean, God called pastors. I mean, God giving pastors. I mean, God ordained pastors. I mean, Holy Ghost filled pastors.
You
are going to see here. Oh, goodness. When God was rebuking those shepherds, those pastors, in the book of Jeremiah, God said, "You scatter my sheep. You let them go astray. I will visit you. I will deal with you. I will read there that, you know, in Isaiah that he will bring his sheep back home to himself. He will lead them as shepherds. He will gather them. They are so precious. He said, he will put them on his shoulders. God said, where is the strength of a man? On the shoulder. Jesus. Common finger. To cast out devil.
He
used his arm to carry his own lamb. We are coming. None of his sheep will be lost. Just relax. You know, there is a lot of sheep food And there is a lot of food you give your sheep will kill it. And I'm so glad that God was mindful enough of his sheep to get the right kind of shepherd, the Lord Jesus. He knows what sheep food is. And you know what sheep food is? It is the word of God. Jesus said, man shall not live. He stopped there. May I change that just a minute, just a little? Sheep shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. Sheep of God shall not live by social media alone, but by every word of God. For the Bible says, many children in America, boys and girls, children in America, they know more about King Cruz of you. What is the name of this man now? More than they know about Jesus Christ. Brother, sister, no matter how much science has advanced, it can never distract the attention of God's sheep from the reality of God's word. My brother, my sister, the prophet told us, this, we are coming to something here. The Holy Ghost feeds on the word of God. Brothers and sisters, let us not be so much distracted with this Facebook and all kinds of things that we are, that comes out today. May God communicate this into our heart. So sheep shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Bear
with me. I don't want to disgrace anybody here.
If I don't use any name.
But if I should ask people to raise up their hands, and not our young ones, how many of you have the table, the message of the hour from 1947 to 1965? If I ask you to raise up your hand, how will you feel?
Àwọn mélòó ni tabanika gbọ́ wọ́n sókè tí wọ́n ní ìwásù wòlí láti ọdún 1947 sí ọdún 1965 tí wọ́n ní lórí fóònù wọn pé ká gbọ́ wọ́n sókè tabanika gbọ́ wọ́n sókè báwo ni ó ṣe lára rẹ̀ tójú ò ní tì ọ́ torí pé ò ní lórí fóònù rẹ̀.
And that is what we are living by today.
This
is what gives rapture ife to the bride.
Oh God, ìgbàgbọ́ ìgbà sókè fún ìyàwó Kristi.
The sheep of God are fed by the word of God. Now listen, the Holy Spirit in you, what makes you the sheep? Yeah, the Holy Spirit in you, it is in you, it makes you the sheep of God, feeds solemnly on the word.
Oh my.
And solely he feeds on the wall. Listen, anything you throw in the pen outside the world, it will root it out to one side and let it lay there. That's pretty strong. I don't know whether you know what I'm talking about or not. Praise the Lord. Anything that is contrary to the revelation of the word of God for us today, the sheep of God, we lay it aside. We take the word of God. But if we just take sheep food alone, and God selected the great shepherd of the flock, the Lord Jesus, and gave him all the authority, Now, another thing, before he can go to leading the sheep, the sheep has to know the shepherd's voice. Another shepherd could call. That sheep will never listen to him. He will never pay any attention to any shepherd but that one. And that's why I want to remind you this morning. When the man said you cannot have two pastors. I dropped that one time. A pastor misunderstood me. That is the word of God. You cannot have two pastors. Or else you will be in confusion. Because a God-given pastor, given to a local assembly, will tell you the word of God, will give you God's only cancelling from the word of God.
He will not be the
contrary. Whether you give anything, whether you are the highest high payer, he stands with the word of God by the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
Remember,
he is not called pastor. That's why the Bible says, you must listen to your pastor. He didn't say so. He's the shepherd. You must listen to him. And believe him. He said, if he has led you thus far, he will lead you through. I'm only reacting to what the prophet said.
Though.
If he has led you thus far, he will lead you through.
You're
talking about God called shepherd. God give us revelation. And in the natural realm, if something happened to the shepherd and is fired or sent away, what a time a sheep raiser has in those countries to find someone to take care of this sheep again. He might be gentle. I'm sorry, he must be gentle. That's the shepherd now. He must be loving. He must have a certain kind of voice. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And it's in other words, my sheep hear my word. Anything outside of it, they will not follow. He said, the true shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the true shepherd. I lay down my life for my sheep. That is what Jesus Christ did for you and me at Calvary. He said the early shepherd won't listen. He will run away and leave the sheep. But the true shepherd stays with the sheep. And I'm so glad that he said these words. That said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. That is after he died, laid his life down for us, shed his blood, rose again. Praise God. And promise the Holy Ghost before he went to heaven. Lord, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. As long as God has got a sheep, God has got a shepherd to lead that sheep. So today, brothers and sisters, God is leading the sheep in the person of the Holy Spirit. How happy we should be. We should be God's sheep, led by God's shepherd. How long was it to be? A little while, and the one will see me no more. Yet you shall see me. For I will be with you, leading you, feeding you, guiding you, shepherding you to the end of the world. God's shepherd. He doesn't have to take one down and put another one up.
Because
man cannot be God's shepherd in that sense. One dies, another one takes his place. But this one shepherd, the great shepherd over the floor, laid down his life once, and it has become immortal. And his spirit, how it can never be killed. And is a constant, perpetual leader and feeder of the sheep until his corporal body comes from glory and sits on the throne of David, and all the lambs will be around him. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm so glad of that. The great shepherd of the flock, who gave his life for us, that we unworthy sheep. Oh, goodness. Thank you, Lord. I guess you heard the story of the shepherd that broke his sheep's leg one time. Many little stories have been told about it. And was asked this shepherd, did the sheep fall off of a mountain and do this? He said, no. Said, what happened? Said, I broke his leg. Said, why did you break his leg? Are you a cruel shepherd? He said, no. I love the sheep. But the sheep got to running away from me, and he kept straying out to himself. And I know the nature of sheep. And I know if they stray too far away, the wolf will get them. So I have to break the sheep's leg to keep it with me, to draw it to my bosom, to give it a little special food. And I'll be so kind to it that when his legs gets well, it will never leave me anymore. And sometimes God has to strike us down with sickness, diseases, and affliction, that he might just woo us to his bosom and give us a little special touch of his divine resurrected power to prove that he's still the Lord Jesus. And a man that has ever been healed of God knows what God is. He won't want to stray. James made that clear. He said, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. God shall raise them up. And if they are committed sins, he shall be given them. God's shepherd knows how to take care of his sheep. You wonder sometimes, mother, when that little baby was snatched out of your arms in death, little story goes with sheep. There was a picture of the Lord Jesus that was drawn by an artist. I do not know his name, but he's holding the sheep, little lamb, in his arm. And the mother of the lamb, the sheep now, was looking up, going along, keeping her eyes on Jesus, the shepherd. Are you with me? And the shepherd that was seen in this particular time, the man, the painter, passing by, said to the shepherd, packing the little lamb, sir. Why are you packing that lamb? Is it crippled? No. What is the matter with the lamb? He said, there is nothing wrong with the lamb. The wrong is the mother.
She
got so she wouldn't listen to me anymore. And she wouldn't hear me anymore. So I just had to reach down and pick the little lamp up now. And now she looks up at me all day long. Sometimes God has to do that. These poor little straying mothers running out to cocktail parties and running around and go to raise that little baby up in the wrong way. Sometimes Jesus might have to take that lamp to get you to look up. And if you don't hear that, the wolf will get you. Then you are gone. Oh, we could learn so much about the sheep. And another thing about the shepherd. The shepherd is always on duty. Did you know the shepherd? The shepherd of the sheep is with them both day and night. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, let me see. Some time ago, in Colorado, alright, let me read it. I'm just looking at the time. They will permit some sheep grazing over the other side of what you call Sheep Mountain. And I noticed those shepherds back there. Those feeder of the sheep. Some of them young men with great long beard. They were with those sheep day and night. They were always on duty. But they know the shepherds that were watching their flock. Oh, okay, let's verify that one. 20, paragraph 20. What does that mean? When we are having an old-fashioned revival and lamps are being born every minute, the shepherd lay right along his flock, watching to see that those little fellows come into the kingdom in the right way. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that he's on duty day and night. He said, I will never leave thee. Neither will I forsake thee. I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. Brothers and sisters, because bandits here, Boko Haram there, Boko Haram there. We should not fear anything. God takes care of his own. His promise word is, I will preserve your going out. And you're coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will not fear any evil. Praise the Lord. For thou art with me. May God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. David said in the Psalms, if I make my bed in the Hades,
it's
there. No matter where you are, if the undertaker puts you under the ground and shovels 6 foot of earth on top of you,
he will
never hide that sheep from the shepherd. He knows where, he knows exactly where you are laying. And you are mad. Some glorious day, he will call and I will answer. Oh, how marvelous! The sheep know his voice. A stranger, they will not follow. Why must the shepherd be on duty all the time? He must be sure that none of his sheep is lost. Aren't you glad of that? If the shepherd loses one sheep, it is a reproach on the shepherd. He that hears my words and believeth on him that sent me have everlasting life, and shall never come to the judgment, but is passed from death to life. Shepherds won't lose his sheep. Now, if you're a sheep, all right, all the Father has given me will come to me. All that will come to me, I will in no wise cast out. Glory to God. The Father that gave it, that sent me and given them to me is greater than all. Is greater than all. Therefore, nobody, no sickness, no death, no demon from the pit of hell can plug them out of my hand. The Father that sent me gave me the charge, authority to raise them up, to give them eternal life. To raise them up at the end. Praise the Lord. Yes, I will give them everlasting life. And though the undertaker puts him in the ground, he, my sheep, will hear my voice, and I will raise him up at the last day. Praise be to the living God. My sheep hear my voice. Jesus said, at that day, all that are in the grave shall hear the voice of the great shepherd and shall come forth. Hallelujah. Come forth to everlasting life. Oh, that great day of the coming of the sheep shepherd. Oh yes, it's a promise. I think that is in John chapter 5 verse 28 or so. All that are in the grave shall hear the voice. God help us, church. Sorrows of tears can never keep the shepherd away. Corruption, he proved it at the grave of Lazarus. Lazarus was one of his little lambs, and he was laying in, and he was laying in the bottom of a pit, a stone rolled over it. His body was molded, his nose had dropped in, his skin wounds are eating him up. But the chief shepherd come unto the grave, and he knows his sheep by name, and if he speaks your name now and calls you, you answer. For there is going to be a time, said the prophet, that he will call and I will answer him. So while he's calling now, take heed. Lazarus was 4 days dead. His body was corrupted. But the shepherd spoke, and corruption knew his master. And the soul that was 4 days' journey turned back into the body, into that body. And that body that had been embalmed, no blood, the cells was broken. He was rotting in the grave. But the shepherd of life spoke the name of his lamb. And his lamp let out a bleed and said, here I come. Hallelujah. Let's serve in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. May God help us. He told his disciples, Lazarus, he told them in the human language, he's dead. Thank God I wasn't there. Better go wake him up. To the glory of God. Oh, he's a marvelous shepherd. Let him feed you. He will feed you on his word. The Holy Spirit lives by the word of God. Oh, my. that great shepherd of the flock,
certainly
he cannot lose one. It will be a disgrace. You say, Brother Bram, you mean that? That is what the Bible said. Look, God told Israel, went down in Egypt.
Egypt,
I have given you Palestine. Now, he could have just went up there and excommunicated the whole thing. Run them all out. With a plague, kill them all off. People have went up there and sent fear among them and drove them up and drove them out of the country. But he said, Israel, it is yours. Go get it. So they had to fight for every inch of ground they stood up. They stood on. And every promise in the book of the great shepherd is to his sheep. Brother, sister, he will never come down and drive it away from you. You've got to fight for every inch of that promise. But it is yours. It belongs to you. I'm the Lord that healeth all your diseases. He was wounded for the transgressions of Ayodele Babalola. He was bruised for the iniquity of Ayodele Babalola. The chastisement of the peace of Ayodele Babalola was upon him. And with his stripes, Ayodele Babalola was healed. Past tense. Put your name there,
brother.
I hope you are not counting me to be selfish. That is the word of the Lord. So any little thing that is coming to me, I say back to sender. It is back to sender. Because what? Healing is children's bread. And we must enjoy it all the days of our life. That's why I pray for older people these days. More than ever before. Oh my, our God is good. Moses, a perfect type of the great shepherd. And when they came down to the dead at Jordan, and the waves was rolling, what did they do when they come to the sea of death? God made a way. And Moses, the great shepherd, led every genuine lamb, listen, every genuine lamb, all the way from Egypt to Palestine. He never lost a one of them. Amen. Neither did they go hungry, or their clothes didn't even get threadbare. Moses, the great shepherd, led them. Certainly, he was a type of Christ. Certainly, those who will follow will never be lost. Follow the shepherd. Young boys, follow the shepherd. Young girls, follow the shepherd. He will never lose you. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. What a blessed promise. Now, we just go through saying there is a mixed multitude. You said, them that fell in the wilderness. Exactly. But the real sheep went right straight to the promised land. The sheep. And they know what kind of food to eat. When all that bunch, 10, came back and said, we can't take it. We can't take it. They were looking to what the obstacles were. They were looking to circumstance. But there are two little lambs standing there by the name of Joshua and Caleb.
Were
bleeding to the top of their voice. God says so. We can do it. Certainly, we can. Praise the Lord. While the rest of them were looking at circumstances, the giants, and the world well to know, their face went up to heaven, Anakim, they want to dwell on the mountain, they want to dwell in the valley. Oh, that the whole place, they swallowed up their people. Let us not make any attempt, or else we are going to commit suicide.
Caleb
and Caleb steal the people. before Moses? Have you forgotten all that God did in Egypt? Have you forgotten how God destroyed the Amalekites for us? Let us grow up at once and possess the land, for we are well able. Brothers and sisters, we are well able. No matter what's happening around us, we are well able. Praise the Lord. Oh, Joshua said, if God delights in us, those people, they are bread for us. Let's follow. I noticed so much of sheep. One time, I was in another country. I was riding with a man in a little British ship, jeep. I was going through a city. Way down there in the south part. And all at once, I saw the traffic cops blow a whistle, a little whistle. And every car stopped dead still. I thought the mayor of the city must be coming up. What could it be that everything stopped? And I said to the man, what's going on? He said, let's stand up on the fender of the jeep. And you know what it was? It was a shepherd coming through the city with his sheep. Everything giving them the right of way. I tell you, brother, it was a sight. And I thought some of these days, that little despised bunch of holy rollers, when the great shepherd of the flock comes, they are kicked out of one, out in the alleys, and everything else. But someday, the world will stand on the side. Why the great shepherd of the flock leads his sheep? Oh, down through the Palestine street, beholding the goodness. I said, I've never seen any such in my life. He said, he's a shepherd. He has the right of way. Jehovah gave us an example here. When Brother Baxter, he was a Canadian,
Canada,
and the King George of England. Remember that angel told the prophet, you will pray for kings and potentates. Is that right? So, when they were in that country, the king was passing by, and Brother Baxter, he yelled out a cry. Someone asked him, what happened? That's my king passing by. Because this king has royal blood. Yes, he had terrible disease. Multiple sclerosis. Terrible disease that affects his spine and his legs and things like that. How they could move. But the pastor recognized, that's my king passing by. Listen to the prophet. 28 now. I thought, 28. If that could make a man who is living under the flag of the British Council, crown, feel like that, when an earthly king passes by, what is he going to do when our King of Kings come riding by one of these days with his beautiful bride, all clothed and has made herself ready? Though he has cars in his hands, male prince,
he
stands as a king, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want to see that day. Oh, glory be to God. I have often wondered, those angels, when they see this great inauguration taking place, when Jesus does return in physical body, oh my, I'm bypassing some things because of time. Okay, 29. Okay, let me say something here. About 2 years ago, Mr. Monk and Mr. Brown and myself were coming down from Roosevelt, Dam. And we have been up there visiting the nature and so forth. And having fellowship. And we begin to sing the best that we could. The old blood songs of redemption. And it seemed like down through those desert hills, it just went on and on. And I said, Brother Brown, not a real vision, but I see a vision of someday when Jesus comes. When all the redeemed of all ages stands on the face of this earth and tells the story, saved by grace, and sings those redemption songs, angels will stand just all the earth with bowed heads.
Not knowing
what we are talking about. They never needed redemption. We were the ones who were lost. We were the ones who were redeemed. There is creator beings, but we were lost, and now we are found. We can sing of redemption. What a day that will be. In this particular case, the moment you see bringing the matter of this shepherd, I might go just a little further with you while we got maybe a few moments. I watch that shepherd come down to a seat. And on the street, in Palestine, different countries, the Oriental, Orient everywhere, they don't take their food and put them in fine glass counters like we do. Like we have supermarkets today. Even some supermarkets, they sell beans, they sell gari. But in Oriental countries, like in our market, it's so open. You go to markets where there are goats. They will disturb the sellers, the market women. With big six. Drive them this way, they come this way. Drive them this way, they come this way. They are coming. Wait. They just have a little spray coming up, or just a bunch of fruit, laying out and stop right on the streets. And here comes that shepherd going right towards one of the places. And I thought, now you are going to have a riot, sure enough. And as we drove up close to watch, the same thing was, that shepherd went right straight down through between those walls of fruits. Of dainty things. Oh, help us, Lord. Like pears and vegetables, which the sheep would love. And it sure looked like them sheep would jump from one side to the other one. But they followed that shepherd so close, they never looked to the right or to the left. Are we learning? They walk right through every temptation. Following the shepherd. I thought, God. A true born again sheep of the fold. We go through the temptations of this life. Following the shepherd. My sheep know my voice. He just spoke to them. Praise God for that. And I notice in those great times of distress, those great temptations, those little old sheep looking from side to side, and one time a lamb would try, the mommy would nudge him a little. No. Don't touch anything. And I noticed that shepherd stepped out going like this. If he made a step out like this and come back, every shepherd, every sheep follow him. Went right straight in the same step. They come right up there and go in and go out, everyone following right along these others. Oh, brother, it is not a sheep that gets out of order. It is a goat that will go aside for the temptation. It is a goat that will go out and grab a pear or whatever he can get a hold of. Not the sheep. It is the goat. The only thing that falls out is those who are tottering and waving. You see that? Do you hear that? Those who go out of the way are those who are not steady. They are not stable. They are not steady. They are not steady in faith. Today they believe. Tomorrow they don't believe. Unstable Christians. God have mercy. Then not one day before I left the country. Oh my. I was watching along the road. Thank you, Lord. And there was a man out. And he was adding a big bunch of animals. And I noticed there were mules. And also there were cattle. There were goats. And there were sheep. And I said, what do you determine that man to be? And the man who was with me said, he is a shepherd. Oh, I said, a shepherd? Yes. Well, I said, a shepherd don't only mean for the sheep then. He said, no. Shepherd means a feeder. Are you there? And I said, well, did you notice the sheep, the goats, the mules, and everything is eating off of the same pasture? He said, that's right. Well, I said, then the shepherd is good hearted. Yes, he said. But he said, the way to tell which is his, when the night time comes and he gets back, the shepherd will make a call and every sheep on the field will come to him. And he will take those sheep into the barn or the corral, lay down in the front of them. But the mules, the cattle, and the goats will stay in the field. I said, excuse me, brother, I just want to speak a little word to my shepherd right now. I don't care about any theology. any great degree or great person, all I want to be is a humble sheep. That when the night time comes to strike across my brow, I want him to call me. They can be mules and goats and everything else eat the same food. But only a shepherd takes his sheep only at night time. God help us, church. Brother, if you are impersonating Christianity, if you got the spirit like unto the mule, or the spirit like the goat that dabbles around in the world, one of these days it is coming night and you will know the shepherd's voice. Why don't you get acquainted with it tonight, this morning, and know what it means to be a sheep? Don't forget, mules, goats, donkey, every other thing, and sheep, they eat together on the same field. But in the night time, the shepherd only speak a word.
Knows
the voice of the shepherd. Do you know the voice of your shepherd? The Lord Jesus. What he did for you on the cross of Calvary. Prophet said, let's bow our heads. While we are thinking seriously over this. Do you feel unconcerned at all? Yeah. Bow your heads and bow your heart before the Almighty God. I want you to think. You say, oh, Brother Abraham, I enjoy the word of God. Yes, brother. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. The wind out here is just as good. Rejoices just as much to get that water that falls down from heaven and rejoices with just as much as your garden does. The rain is sent for the wheat, but the briars partook of the same rain. He will send his angels and gathers all the buyers, all the bad weeds, the foul things, and they are cast into the fire. But what happened to the wheat and the grain? It is taken to the Ghana. Mules, donkeys, camels, all other animals that graze upon the ground, certainly they eat the same kind of food every man that goes to church. But it is just the sheep that is called when the sun is going down. Are you a sheep, brother? This morning, Baba is asking, are you a sheep, sister? This morning, sister, dear, are you one of God's little lambs? If you are not sure of that, let's make it sure just now. Will you raise up your hand to Christ and say, by this Christ, I am not accepting you. I am now accepting you as my Savior. Be merciful to me. No minister we humanly persuade you. Your heart is your altar. But you know yourself. You know the type of life you are living. When no church member is there.
Nígbàtí kò sí ọmọ ìjọ kankan ní agbègbè
rẹ. You know yourself very very well.
Mo mọ ara dáadáa ju ẹnikẹ́ni ṣe lè mọ́.
But one of these days,
ọ̀kan náà wọ ọjọ́ wọ̀nyí.
Your sin shall find you out.
Ẹsẹ̀ rẹ yóò wọ rí.
Where will you spend eternity?
N kò lọ sí lu àníkẹ́kùn rẹ.
Is there just one another? One more? Now, before we close and have prayer, remember, it is your soul. I give this message to you. If you are not God's sheep, then you don't know the shepherd's voice. Just any little thing might upset you. But if you're a sheep, you know the voice of the shepherd. And someday, when every earthly voice is ceasing, when you hear mama screaming, you hear papa screaming, you hear husband screaming, you hear wife screaming, brother screaming, then voices will soon fade away. But then, can you hear the coo of the great shepherd across the river? Saying, come, ye blessed of my father. Can you hear him now? This is your chance. This is your opportunity. It will never lose none of its own. He died once. He rose again. That is the Father's will. That he should lose none of his sheep. But don't be a mixed multitude. Don't be a borderline believer. If you are ashamed of him now, on that day, you will be ashamed of you before his father and the holy angels. Oh Lord, thank you. Oh yes, he's the only one.
Let it go now.
Come to the Rock of Ages.
Hide
under him.
He's
calling you this
morning.
Before the door closes.
He's
very sure. Be very sure that your anchor is holding on that solid rock. You that are at the altar, it is the great shepherd that spoke to your heart. You have heard his voice again this morning. In this crooked sub, where the sermon is brought. Think of this. God doesn't speak to the head of his people. He speaks to their heart. Think on this, brothers and sisters. Is your way right before God? Students! Is your way right before God? Oh, mercy. Oh, I've had this all the time. But
I'm saying
you are going to hear it the last time. May it not be too late. as we meditate upon the word of God,
and
we come to meditate upon it far by and by, I want to ask our shepherd, the pastor, to come and commit
us
to the house. Solemnly, with your heart, bow before the Almighty God.
I bless the Heavenly Father. This is why we have left our homes in the morning to come together, men, women, boys and girls of life, precious faith, to come and sit at your feet, because you promise that we are two or three are gathered together in thy name. There you will be in the midst of them. The prophet said, when you come into the midst of your people, you do not come as an onlooker.
Yes, Lord.
In that you come as a recording agent.
Master Jesus.
You do not come for coming's sake.
Oh, Lord.
You come, O God, to desire the needs of your people and to meet the same.
Yes, Lord.
It is the back of this world that can be bankrupt, but not the back of heaven. No wonder your prophet said, when we ask, we should ask abundantly. That is what you have taught us.
Yes, Lord.
After we have heard your word, the altar is filled with your children. Answer up everywhere. Lord, you are God who knows all things. The all-seer that seeth all things, including our thoughts.
Yeah,
Lord Jesus, we as men may not know why your children are on the altar. We may not know why others raise their hands. We may not know, but thou knowest, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever those needs might be physical needs, be material needs, be spiritual needs, be academic needs, whatsoever, domestic needs, Lord, you are rich unto them all that call upon thy name. Meet us at the point of our
need.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Give unto everyone according to their needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Heavenly Father. You have taught us in your word that whatsoever things we desire, when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received what we ask for. And then shall we have it. Father, may you drop that faith in our hearts.
Yes.
To know that we are not going back, Lord, without receiving from what we presented before you. May we go back with assurance to know that our needs have been met, to know that our requests have been granted.
Granted,
Heavenly
Amen.
Father. May we go back in expectation for the manifestation of the answers to our requests.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. So shall it be, Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with all faith at times given.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're coming to the end of the service.
I'm looking to see to where you
all right, please. Before we sing the closing song, I want to read this. Shalom, Church. We wish to inform the church that vaccination in form of pills Onco Seracis. Arun Norun.
Okay.
Onco Seracis, that's it. Awon Olorun, that's it now. Is coming, is currently ongoing. Through the World Health Organization program. For people from age 5 and above. Are we getting it?
Are
you getting it? This onchocerciasis. Arunorun is currently ongoing through the World Health Organization program for people from age 5 and above. Those who are interested can collect it under the shed after service. Thanks and God bless you all. Sister Odujo and Sister Hope Adewumi. God bless you. So under the shed. After the service. God bless you. Let us sing. I think, let me see, 179. Our closing hymn, 179. All right. In 179. Shall we rise up, please?
though